Welcome to Bible Memory. Let me share with you just for a few minutes about God's Word before we begin our memorizing of Bible verses. The Bible is God's great textbook for man. It is His lamp to our feet and light to our path in this world of sin. The value of Bible study cannot therefore be overestimated. As an educating power, the Bible has no equal. Nothing so broadens the vision, strengthens the mind, elevates the thoughts, and ennobles the affections as does the study of the Bible. As a guide, the Bible is without a rival. It gives a calm peace in believing and a firm hope of the future. It solves the great problems of life and destiny and inspires to a life of purity, patience, and well-doing. It fills the heart with love for God and a desire to do good to others, and thus prepares for usefulness here and for a home in heaven. It teaches the value of the soul by revealing the price that has been paid to redeem it. It makes known the only antidote for sin and presents the only perfect code of morals ever given. It tells of the future and the preparation necessary to meet it. It makes us bold for the right and sustains the soul in adversity and affliction. It lights up the dark valley of death and points to a life unending. It leads to God and to Christ, whom to know is life eternal. In short, it is the one book to live by and die by. A great writer once said this about the Bible: if God's Word were studied as it should be, men would have a breadth of mind, a nobility of character, and a stability of purpose that is rarely seen in these times. But there is but little profit derived from a hasty reading of the Scriptures. One may read the whole Bible through and yet fail to see its beauty or comprehend its deep and hidden meaning. One passage studied until its significance is clear to the mind and its relation to the plan of salvation is evident is of more value than the perusal of many chapters with no definite purpose in view and no positive instruction gained. Today we are going to begin a very important study, and that is in attempting to memorize Bible verses. Always remember, before you open God's Word and before you begin to memorize Bible verses, you should pray, "Holy Spirit, guide me into understanding. Help me to understand. Help me to memorize Bible verses. Put these things in my mind and give me a clear knowledge of Thy Word." This should be our prayer today as we begin to memorize. Now, what I'd like to do is this: as we memorize Bible verses, I'd like for you to listen closely to the verse, and then I will repeat it a second time for you to attempt to memorize. So follow along with me now as we begin to memorize Bible verses. The first subject we'd like to memorize today is dealing with the subject of salvation. The first Bible text is Romans 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now let's try memorizing. Romans 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6, verse 23. Acts 4, verse 12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4, verse 12. Let's memorize. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4, verse 12. 1 John 5, verse 13. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." 1 John 5, verse 13. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. Colossians 1, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. That's Colossians 1, verse 14. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Colossians 1, verse 14. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by work, lest any man should boast. That's Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. John 1, verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Matthew 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 21. Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 3, verse 20. First John 1, 7 through 9. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, 7 through 9. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, 7 through 9. Our next subject is the subject of Jesus is Creator. Once more, I will read the text twice, and the second time you can try to memorize. John 1, 1 through 3, and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 1, 1 through 3, and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 1, 1 through 3, and verse 14. Ephesians 3, verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3, verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3, verse 9. Genesis 1, verse 26. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Genesis 1, verse 26. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Genesis 1, verse 26. Our next subject is the subject dealing with God's Word. 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 through 17. And that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, 15 through 17. And that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, 15 through 17. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Romans 15, verse 4. John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. John 5, verse 39. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5, verse 39. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5, 39. Our next subject is the subject of prayer. Matthew 6, verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Matthew 6, verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Matthew 6, verse 6. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. John 14, verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14, verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14, verse 14. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66, verse 18. Proverbs 28, verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Proverbs 28, verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Proverbs 28, verse 9. Our next subject is the subject of the end of time, the second coming. Daniel 12, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Daniel 12, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Daniel 12, verse 4. Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24, verse 14. John 14, verse 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 2 and 3. Matthew 24, verse 44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24, verse 44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24, verse 44. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. Matthew 25, 31. Matthew 24, verse 30 and 31. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24, 30 and 31. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24, 30 and 31. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16 and 17. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17. Revelation 1, verse 7. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. Revelation 1, verse 7. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. Revelation 1, verse 7. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of His mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of His coming. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of His mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of His coming. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. Titus 2, verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2, verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2, verse 13. Hebrews 9, verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9, verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9, verse 28. Our next subject is the subject of 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. Revelation 20, 1 through 3. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 4. First Corinthians 6, verse 2 and 3. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 2 and 3. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 2 and 3. It is time to turn your tape over so we can continue our memorizing of Bible text. I will also continue to read the text twice, and the second time giving you a chance to memorize. God bless as you continue your study. Our subject is Heaven and the New Earth. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. Isaiah 66, verse 22 and 23. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 66, verse 22 and 23. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 66, 22 and 23. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Revelation 21, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11. Matthew 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5, verse 5. Our next subject is the subject of grace and Ten Commandments. Grace and Ten Commandments. Titus 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Titus 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Titus 2, verse 11. Genesis 6, verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6, verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6, verse 8. Exodus 33, verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Exodus 33, verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Exodus 33, verse 12. Romans 6, verse 14 and 15. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Romans 6, verse 14 and 15. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Romans 6, 14 and 15. First John 2, verse 3 and 4. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2, verse 3 and 4. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2, 3 and 4. Exodus 31, verse 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. Exodus 31, verse 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. Exodus 31, verse 18. Hebrews 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Hebrews 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Hebrews 8, verse 10. Luke 16, verse 17. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Luke 16, verse 17. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Luke 16, verse 17. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7, verse 21. 1 John 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5, verse 3. Proverbs 3, verse 1, 2, and 4. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days, and long life, and peace shall they add to thee. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Proverbs 3, verses 1, 2, and verse 4. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days, and long life, and peace shall they add to thee. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Proverbs 3, 1, 2, and 4. Revelation 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22, verse 14. Revelation 14, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Revelation 14, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Revelation 14, verse 12. Acts 5, verse 29. We ought to obey God rather than man. Acts 5, verse 29. We ought to obey God rather than man. Acts 5, verse 29. 1 John 3, verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3, verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3, verse 4. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Our next subject is the subject of the Sabbath. The Sabbath. James 4, verse 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James 4, verse 17. First Peter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow His steps. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow His steps. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. Luke 4, verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Luke 4, verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. Luke 4, verse 16. Matthew 12, verse 8. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Matthew 12, verse 8. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Matthew 12, verse 8. Mark 2, 27 and 28. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Mark 2, 27 and 28. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Mark 2, 27 and 28. Exodus 20, verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus 20, verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus 20, verse 11. 1 Chronicles 17, verse 27. For thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever. 1 Chronicles 17, verse 27. For thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever. 1 Chronicles 17, verse 27. Acts 17, verse 2. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Acts 17, verse 2. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Acts 17, verse 2. Ezekiel 20, verse 12. Moreover also I gave them my Sabbath, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. Ezekiel 20, verse 12. Moreover also I gave them my Sabbath, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. Ezekiel 20, verse 12. Isaiah 66, 22 and 23. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass, that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 66, verses 22 and 23. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass, that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 66, 22 and 23. Acts 13, verse 42 and 44. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Acts 13, verse 42 and 44. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the Word of God. Acts 13, 42 and 44. Our next subject is the subject dealing with the first day Bible text, Sunday Bible text. Genesis 1, verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1, verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1, verse 5. Matthew 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Matthew 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Matthew 28, verse 1. Mark 16, verse 1 and 2. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint Him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. Mark 16, verse 1 and 2. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint Him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. Mark 16, verse 1 and 2. Mark 16, verse 9. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom He had cast seven devils. Mark 16, verse 9. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom He had cast seven devils. Mark 16, verse 9. Luke 24, verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. Luke 24, verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. Luke 24, verse 1. John 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. John 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. John 20, verse 1. John 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. John 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. John 20, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 and 2. Acts 20, verse 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Acts 20, verse 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Acts 20, verse 7. We have just finished tape number 1 in memorizing Bible text. Before we go to tape number 2, I would like to quickly review what we have learned. You see, you can use these tapes for memorizing Bible text and for preparation for baptism. So let's quickly review. Number 1, salvation comes by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Number 2, Jesus Christ is the Creator of all things. Number 3, the Bible from Genesis through Revelation is binding today, and God speaks to us through His Word. Number 4, we can talk with God as to a friend through prayer. Number 5, the signs of the time show us that Jesus is coming very, very soon. Number 6, the 1,000 years millennial reign will be spent in heaven, not on the earth. Number 7, after 1,000 years, God's people descend from heaven with the New Jerusalem. The wicked are raised, and during their attack on the holy city, are destroyed in a rain of fire and brimstone. God then creates a beautiful new earth for the redeemed saints. Number 8, Old Testament people were saved by grace, just like people of today. The Ten Commandments are binding today, and all who love God will obey them. Number 9, the fourth commandment is about the Sabbath, which is Saturday, the seventh day of the week. All people under grace will keep the Sabbath. Number 10, there are only 9 verses in the Bible which talks about the first day of the week, Sunday, and none of them make it a holy day. Now as we go to tape number 2, continue to pray, Holy Spirit, guide and lead me as I memorize Bible verses.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International Copyright 2008, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.